Have you ever wondered why exactly it is that things usually sound better at home than they do on stage, in auditions, or even in lessons? It's easy to chalk it up to nerves or assume that you just have to practice more or get more performance experience. And sure, those things certainly are part of the puzzle, but a lot of times that's not really the true root cause. If you've been confused by the inconsistency of your performances, I put together a free 4-minute quiz called the Mental Skills Audit, which will help you pinpoint your mental strengths and weaknesses and figure out what exactly to adjust and tweak in your preparation for more consistently optimal performances. You can take the Mental Skills Audit online at bulletproofmusician.com/MSA. That's MSA for Mental Skills Audit. And again, it's 100% free, and it'll take just 4 minutes to get your results emailed to you as a PDF. This is Noah Kageyama, and you're listening to the Bulletproof Musician Podcast. Every Sunday morning, we'll take a look at a new research-based tip or technique to help you practice more effectively or perform better under pressure. And on the first Sunday of every month, I'll have a guest from the music, sport, or research world who will share their insights on how we can all be a little more awesome in the practice room and on stage. Maybe it's the universe giving me a hint, or it could just be one of those internet algorithm things, but I've been seeing a lot of articles popping into my newsfeed lately about how important it is to stay hydrated. And it did make me wonder, how much of an impact does hydration have on practicing more effectively and performing better when it counts? Well, severe dehydration, defined as a loss of body water of more than 5%, can be pretty serious. Serious as in delirium, unconsciousness, and even death. But that's not very typical, and it'd take way more than performing the longest symphony or opera in existence to get to that point. And in case you're wondering, that would be Havergal Brian's 2-hour Symphony No. 1, The Gothic, or Gabriel von Weyditch's 8.5-hour opera, The Heretics. On the other hand, reaching a state of mild or moderate dehydration, which would be 1 to 2% or 2 to 5% respectively, is pretty easy and can occur in the course of a normal day's activities. And we don't really start getting thirsty until we've lost 1 to 2% of our body water, so many of us are probably mildly dehydrated for at least part of each day. So what sort of effect might this level of dehydration have on our practicing or performing? Well, there are a number of studies in this area which suggest that mild dehydration can have negative effects on motor performance, focus, concentration, alertness, perception of fatigue, and more. But the impact really depends on the particular demands of the skill that you're engaged in. So it's a bit of a bummer that I didn't come across any studies that look at this specifically in the context of music performance. However, I think we can still glean some insights from studies that look at aspects of physical and mental performance that are relevant to musicians as well. For instance, in a 2012 golf study, researchers asked a group of experienced, low-handicap golfers to hit 30 balls at simulated targets various distances away. Each golfer did this in either a hydrated or mildly dehydrated state to see if there would be any change in performance. As expected, at about 1.5% loss of body water, shot distance decreased from an average of 128.6 meters to 114.4 meters. And perhaps more importantly, shot accuracy degraded from an average of 4.0 meters from the intended target to 7.9 meters from the target. Incidentally, hydration had a significant impact on the mental side of things too, specifically their ability to estimate the distance from their current location to the target location. When hydrated, the difference between the actual target distances and their estimates was just 12 meters total. When dehydrated, they were off by a whopping 87 meters. Other studies have also found that losses of around 2% of body water can contribute to headaches, difficulty concentrating, deficits in working memory, and fatigue as well, all of which would make it more difficult to be productive in the practice room and at one's best on stage. Perhaps the most intriguing finding comes from a King's College London study, where researchers compared the brain activity and cognitive performance of 10 participants when properly hydrated and then in a dehydrated state. On the surface, being hydrated didn't seem to matter that much. The participants performed a test of executive functioning called the Tower of London task, which you can Google for more information about, and being dehydrated didn't really have much of an impact on performance. However, having to perform this task when dehydrated led to a marked increase in neural effort in the part of the brain which is known to be required for complex thinking. In other words, When dehydrated, the participants' brains had to work harder to achieve the same level of performance as when they were hydrated. So what are we to make of all of this? Well, the next time you have a headache, or are feeling tired, cranky, or just not in the mood to practice, go drink some water. Maybe even add a 10 to 20 minute power nap and see how that changes things. Or better yet, make this hydration habit easier by bookending your day with water. In a 2020 Japanese study, participants increased their daily water intake from 44 to 68 ounces per day and improved various health measures like lower blood pressure. They did this by A, drinking a couple glasses worth of water within the first 2 hours of awakening, and B, drinking another couple glasses of water 2 hours before bedtime, in addition to their normal drinking habits during the day, of course. Just keep in mind that more doesn't always mean better. The answer is not to drink as much water as possible, because there is such a thing as drinking too much water, though that too is not so common. You can find links to this week's study and other resources at bulletproofmusician.com/blog. And if you found the episode helpful, please share it with a friend or practice buddy who you think might also enjoy experimenting with this during the coming week.